Ernie.
Well, thank you, Maddie. First, a big shout out to Billy in MSB Recording and Yvonne for inviting me here this evening. And it's kind of great to follow Deb because she's sort of the black belt in Al-Anon. I mean, you know, she really brings it, and her strength and knowledge and things that she shares, unbelievable. And just to stay on topic regarding my Al-Anon experience and the things that we've been talking about in the chat room, I think that Al-Anon has gay meetings, they have men meetings, they have women's meetings. And so I think that we should be able to have a meeting of black folks and be unshameful of it. It's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just a meeting. And all these meetings, everybody's always welcome, whether you go to a gay meeting, a Spanish-speaking meeting, parent meeting. So I just wanted to get that out there for our audience today, because I really think that it's not a big thing, and we could be unapologetic about that. So anyway, well, hello to everyone. I'm Ernie. I'm a proud member of the Parent Serenity Group in District 10 in Northern California. And we meet at 7:30 on Monday evenings. And we're right now in a Zoom format. And I would really encourage folks that that are interested in Al-Anon. We have a newcomers meeting, and we started a half an hour before that meeting. And we really break it down so that when a person comes into the meeting, they know what's happening. Well, my story kind of starts out in a little church up here in Northern California, a very conservative area that I think Deb described very well, and pretty conservative. But when I went into this room, I felt like a peppercorn in a salt shaker, for lack of a better word. And the last time I felt that way, I was in elementary school in Wisconsin. I immediately, when I was a young kid, I immediately checked out the rooms, and I was looking for Mrs. Janikowski. Mrs. Janikowski was there, gray hair, glasses, a warming smile, with a bit of caution behind her smile. And my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Janikowski, who I loved as a child, she would sing to us, she would serve us ice cold milk and graham crackers, and we had our assigned cubby holes to put our blankets to sleep on. But moving on to my newcomers meeting in Al-Anon, after a few meetings in Al-Anon, I found my Mrs. Janikowski in the newcomers meeting. People that may be in this audience right now, Gail, Nicole, and Craig, they were my Mrs. Janikowski. They had a warm smile, cup of coffee, home-baked goodies, and they let me know that I was in the right place. I found that the disease of alcoholism and addiction knows no color, no ethnic group, or your location in life. And I found that our pain knows no color. And in these rooms, and then I went in Al-Anon and the Zoom platforms, our pain is still the same, whoever we are. Today, when I share my experience, strength, and hope, and my pathway to recovery. As being new and in the steps with sponsorship and service, my first experience, I really didn't expect to be here beyond my first year. I was coming here to find answers for my son, a PSD survivor, alcohol and marijuana user. I continue to use my professional resources that I can help to find help for my son. But my wife and I used tough love, several kickouts, shouting matches, physical confrontations. We have wobbly boundaries, not knowing how to detach from our qualifier with love and compassion. Finally, changing the focus came back on to me. Our latest episode during the COVID-19 year, we kicked him out, and he was homeless. He didn't look good, and I was feeling his pain, and I wanted to help him. So I said, talked to my sponsor. He said, well, what would you do for anybody? So we offered a blanket and pillow. So we let him back into the house. And, I was thinking that with no money, needing shelter, maybe he might see the light, get a job and hold on to it and save some money. Well, he works long enough and he starts the same pattern, smoking and drinking. And, I just kind of like, I don't get it. But that's just the way it is. But he's a good young man and he had some equity. He was great with his grandparents. We were taking care of our family. He went to good schools, went to college. But when he was going to college, he was fooling us. We didn't know that he would tell us that, hey, I hate going to those parties, all those drunk people. And boy, and I was like feeling really good. I was like, man, this dude's making some good choices. I'm like, okay, that's my boy. Well, needless to say, he wasn't doing that. He was basically, I was so wrong. He was smoking weed like crazy. And his new best friend was marijuana. His best girlfriend was Mary Jane, Miss Marijuana. And he loved Mr. Munchie and Mad Dog 2020. And for folks that don't know what Mad Dog 2020, that's some crazy wine that folks drink here in the hood. So anyway, that helps with a little diversity. Most Black folks know what I'm talking about, Mad Dog 2020. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is that our compassion didn't work. Same pattern over and over again. So I'm like, oh, dear God, I need help. Please help me. And I was just basically wandering in the woods. But my wife took a little trip to Tennessee to help our sister out. It's amazing how your higher power works in mysterious ways. And Jan met one of her sister's friends in Tennessee and heard about her experience with our son. She said, why don't you come to this Al-Anon meeting? And so my wife is kind of like Pocahontas and Columbus. She went out there and found out what we needed to know in Tennessee. And we talked to a few folks. And after listening to our story, they know that we needed to be in this Al-Anon thing. So when we got back, I said, okay, let's go and check this thing out. So not knowing what the program was all about, especially me, I came in with the dad looking for a hammer and nail to fix this thing. I just wanted action. I'm like, I'm going to fix this crap. And then after coming to the meeting and listening to some folks, how Al-Anon helped them, nothing about the addict, I started learning about the awareness, acceptance, and action, the causes, the cure, and control, the basic ABCs of Al-Anon. I listened to how folks were working their recovery, not putting action before you learn to accept where that person is at. And it was just amazing how I was getting all these little nuggets from all these folks just by listening. And even though they didn't look like me, they were having the same problems like me. I learned how to turn to my God of my understanding and my life's over to my higher power. And I was like, wow, this one step really kind of works. And then I started learning how, going into the meetings and listening how people would share and how it started sinking in. And it's not a microwave process. It's kind of like a crock pot. You know, it's a slow cook in Al-Anon for me. You know, it didn't like, bam, you know, but it's kind of like, I started getting those aha moments. And it was, for me, it was amazing. I found the first three steps in Al-Anon to be the most helpful. And step 12, that blends some of the first three steps in for me. The awakening as a result of the steps and trying to carry this message to others and practice these principles in all our affairs. So step one, I admitted it. I was powerless over my son's alcohol and drugs, and that my life really did become unmanageable. I had to put myself there and address this with my higher power. And I prayed. And praying was just really good medicine for me. And then my second step, I had to come to believe that a power greater than me could restore me back into sanity. Well, it did. My higher power, again, another amazing feeling. Then my third step, I made a decision to turn myself and everything over to God as I know him. And it really changed my life. And the first three steps for me are easy because of my religious background. I grew up in a Baptist church and, you know, very communal. And there was a lot of praying and singing. And it just really, for me, I know I would pray for miracles and they would happen. My mom and dad would have a fight and I'd get on my knees. Oh God, please help them stop fighting. And boom, they stopped fighting. And I would have a bad dream. Oh God, please help me quit having these bad dreams. Boom, it happened. So, you know, I had a real good base for my faith and my higher power. And so I really, the first three steps are really easy for me. And then I want to step up just a little bit about step 11, which really helped me, the prayer and meditation to improve my consciousness and contact with my higher power. I do that every day. I found out that's really helps me start my day off. And then the fifth tradition in Al-Anon, by encouraging and understanding and giving comfort to others when you can. Those are really big key things. And I'm keeping on track. I know I got about 5 minutes, so I'm good. Thank you, Maddie. Sponsorship, I want to just say that my sponsor was like Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean, he really was, really guided me through the steps and really helped me build a great foundation to build myself and help me with my recovery. And learning about my recovery was just unbelievable. It's just one of those things that I can't say how Al-Anon has helped me as a man learn how to become a better person. Even though I thought I was okay, I found out that I ended up being a much better person through Al-Anon because I've been able to use it in my everyday life. And the other thing about with my sponsor and a sponsee, we have this humility that while we're practicing our experience, strength, and hope with each other, I found out that I also was helping my sponsor because the sponsee and the sponsor relationship, it's a growth process for both of us. You know, you share and you're able to talk with that person even more so than your spouse sometimes about things that are bothering you deeply. And on that journey, it really makes a big difference. And so as I continue to go through my journey, the most interesting revelation that I said, the most important thing that I learned is that through sponsorship in Al-Anon is recognizing that our roles are always reversible. And I just want to just end up by closing, just talking about it's really important that I am so helpful and grateful that I was able to let go and let God take care of me. And I have so much gratitude and thankfulness in this program and staying strong in this program and asking him to forgive me and then be able to forgive myself, which I've been able to do. And then in closing, what I like to do, I always like to finish off with this little letter that I wrote to my son while I was going through my my steps in Al-Anon. And I'm like, dear son, I hope that you understand that Mom and I, we love you. However, our expectations is that you should support yourself. Getting back to work is a good step. Nevertheless, We have supported you in all your endeavors, whether it was education, athletics, faith, or enterprising thoughts. But there comes a time when we have to take care of ourselves. And Mom and I are going to do that with Al-Anon. It is your time for a program for your recovery. You're smart, you're strong, you're healthy. You have all the tools you need to make it. We are seriously hoping that you understand you can do this. And if you need help with anything, we will try to help you in any way we can. But Mom and I love you, and you'll be our son forever. But our recovery is so important to us. And I pray one day that you find the same path to your recovery that Mom and I have found. We love you forever. Thank you all in gratitude. Happy Easter to all.
Thank you.